Okay, thank you for that. I think that's the longest energy transmission we've done.
Yeah, but yeah, because I can see the color changes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very slow at the top. When it close to the top part
mm-hmm.
of the liver, that was mm-hmm. really tough.
Mm. So how was it different for you? What did you see differently this time when you were working on everybody with the liver?
I collect all of you into one,
mm-hmm.
right? So I was looking at one liver.
Mm-hmm.
I see all the changes.
Mm-hmm.
Why it takes so long? Because it's at the very top, close to the middle dantian, that area is the
right.
toughest part. So
mm-hmm.
I was just waiting for it to clear, that's all.
Mm. Mm. Wonderful, thank you. So for those of you that are listening via the webcast or the telephone, we'd love to hear back from you how and what you experienced. So if you're, please do type it in. I know I've got somebody who's raised their hand. Are you available to take a call, James, or how are you feeling?
No, sure.
Okay. Yeah, because we'd love to hear. Shifu James always loves to hear your feedback on what you experienced and how you experienced, because then that also assists him to further guide you and everyone else in general. Okay? So while I wait for people that are on the Internet to type in their comments, I already see that there's that Keith from New York City has raised his hand. So I'm going to go ahead and open up your line. Okay? So 1 second, please.
Much.
Hey, Keith.
Hi. Glad to get through.
Good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
How was that experience for you?
I just got in a couple of minutes ago, so I didn't experience the whole thing. I just got in from a 12-step meeting for compassionate friends. I lost my younger brother in the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I come from a family of four. Three of them are dead, and my father died in 96 of a heart attack. My mother died in January 2013. I came home. There were 9 cops in the living room. And, she was dead in her room. And I've experienced a lot of loss. I'm up to my eyeballs at work. I work for workers' comp. And I'm told that my job evaluation is very poor, and I got 90 days to either improve, get knocked down a notch, or just be fired. And I have a lot of repressed anger, and I could use all the help I can get. I saw this printout on the Internet while web surfing, and I decided to call you.
Mm. Well, Keith, if you're new to our programs, what I'd highly recommend is if you go back, I'll post the replay will go up on my site, which is masterpeacelife.com, or Sifu James's site, which is jamesfu.ca, and the replay will be there. Part one, there's a little brief explanation and welcome. Part two will be the energy transmission for clearing out the liver for anger, and then part three will be the feedback part. So I highly recommend you go and listen to that and let yourself be in a state where you're relaxed and you allow it to let go. Because specifically, as we talked about at the beginning of the program, November's focus with the energies coming in really are to release all the negative emotions.
Uh-huh.
So.
Question. So, right. Mm-hmm. So is what you're right. So is what you're talking about on the 11th, November 7th printout that was sent to me?
If you're on the email, receiving the emails, yes. The information from tonight's program is there. And then tomorrow or at least by Thursday, you should get another email giving you all the links for the replays. so that
okay.
you can go get all that, right? James, is there anything else you would like to assist Keith with, or do you think that it's best that he go back and listen to tonight's energy transmission?
No, print your energy paper and start using it.
Yes, and the energy paper. So are you familiar with the energy paper, Keith?
No, could you send me an email?
Sure. Actually, same thing. If you go to masterpiecelife.com.
Okay, hold a second. Let me get a pen. I'm glad I called you.
Okay, so if you go
to
masterpiecelife.com, which is my site.
Masterpiece?
Or, yeah, like as in a masterpiece.
Uh-huh.
Masterpiecelife.com.
Uh-huh.
Or James Fu, spelled
James.
F-O-O.
Right.
Dot C-A. And on either of our sites, you'll see on the right-hand side column, there's a box that says energy paper. If you click on that, and this is also everybody else that's listening that's new to our programs, if you click on that, you'll go to the energy paper page where you can download the energy code paper that Sifu James Fu developed, and it will assist you to raise up your frequency and also to better go through all that's happening right now. So on that, on those pages are instructions. I think right now they're in English, French, soon to be Italian should be up there, Brazilian Portuguese, and there's a couple more languages coming so that you can download it and how to use it and how you can assist yourself to raise up your vibration wearing the paper. Also use it to make some energy, how to clean out water and to make energy water to further assist you. That will greatly help. People have had lots of great feedback with feeling more peaceful, more neutral, being able to deal with difficult situations. You know, when there's a lot of drama going on at work, they're feeling more calm and more restful. So I highly recommend you download energy paper. It's there for everybody to use. Okay. Also,
okay.
Make sure that you are on the sites. You also can add your name into the mailing list.
Okay.
So that then as we're doing these programs and as we're making notifications, you'll be sent updates on how things are progressing.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Okay, what is your first name?
My name is Antonia. So I'm going to have to move on to other people because there's a lot of people on the line tonight.
Your first name is what?
Antonia.
Oh, Antonia. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Keith? You're
okay.
Welcome, honey. All right.
Okay, bye. All right,
take care. Bye.
Right.
Okay, so let me just do a quick. Hold on. And do a quick refresh of the systems, and I'm just wanting to get a couple of feedbacks for Sifu James, and then we'll file for tonight. Oh, I should also say that the next program we're having, the last program of the year, will be on December 22nd, 9 p.m. So please do mark that on your calendars. These energies that came in starting September 21st are running till about December 21st. And on the 22nd, we'll be having another energy transmission to assist to settle back in from all that's been happening. So please do mark December 22nd on your calendar, 9 p.m., you know, stay tuned to your emails for updates, but that will be the next live program, and actually the last live program that we will be doing for the year, okay, for the 2014 year, and then we'll announce a new program for 2015, okay? So let me just get, I know there's lots of questions coming in, let me just get to them. One second, everybody. Thank you for your patience. So Effie, a comment coming in says, I felt like the liver felt like a sponge full of black ink bleeding into pure water. It eventually flushed and the liver became white. It later felt like it was filled with light. Thank you. I feel I released a lot of anger, even repressed anger. That's awesome. That's wonderful. Thank you. A comment from Effie was that I experienced difficulty breathing and heaviness on the chest. Any thoughts on that? So that's from Effie. And she has a second comment, and let me just get a second comment. I seem to experience lots of anger connected with my gender. My compassion is great for women who are suffering throughout the world. Any suggestions, please? Do you want to comment on that, James?
No.
James is a smart, wise man. He always seems to avoid anything to do with women. But I guess part of what Effie's saying is, you know, is she tapping into not just her personal experience of anger? Is it more like a past life anger, do you think, or is it just more a collective anger?
No, what I do is when I first started, I collect everyone that's
right.
on the line, right?
Right.
But if they start to link everybody up, so everybody else that she link or he link up, all the negative emotions are passing through them. And that may be the problem.
So maybe Effie is experiencing a lot of other people's anger. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the other people's channel through her. She couldn't handle that.
Okay.
Nobody can at that point because I do release only the group that I collect.
Right. So then should she just continue working with the 5-2-8 and telling it to settle the energy, or what do you recommend for her?
Just tell her to relax and call 5-2-8 and let it be.
Okay, I see. All right. So she can do that. Okay. And then Terry is saying, felt sensations and twinges, was in the flow until a household member was shouting my name, which broke the flow I was in. The interruption sent a well of anger in me for this person being so rude. I brought all the anger all up and let it go. It took a while, but at peace now.
Uh-huh.
That's great. Good.
That's good.
That's good, Terry. Wonderful. Let me see if there's any more comments. So Belinda was saying, towards the end of transmission, I felt a lot of heat in my body from the liver area radiating out through my legs.
Yes. That's what I did too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
You should have that experience, yeah.
That's good. Usually heat is an indication that there is healing happening or releasing happening in that area, which is great. Let me see. Okay. I think that was all the comments that we had coming in. There's one question. So someone else was commenting, if she was channeling the clearing for all of us, that would explain why I felt so little except some twitches on the right side, possibly. Atessa is asking, how do I get rid of fibroids in my uterus without going through surgery? That's kind of a bit of a long question to explain. We do, Sifu James does teach what he calls transposing, but it would be a little bit difficult to run through that. I think right now the best thing, Tessa, would be to, are you using the energy paper? And to start using the energy paper, start using it to use water for what I do for myself and my family. I use the energy paper to clean out and to make energy medicine with water. And then that's the water that I use to, cook my food, make coffee, make teas, do all that so that when we're ingesting our food and everything else, it's always coming in as well to help us. So I say us as in, my immediate family and all those that come over for dinner, they get it as an added bonus. So that's one thing. James, anything you want to recommend for Tessa?
Just call 5-2-8, send the energy down there.
Yeah. How about also wearing the energy paper down around the uterus area?
Yeah, that'd be fine too.
Yeah, so that's an idea, because Tessa, when we started doing the working with the energy paper, we were wearing it on our body, and it was a little bit too big for me because I'm quite petite. So I used to just wear it down in my tummy area, which is quite easy because you can just slip it into your undergarment, and then if you're wearing pants, it stays there neatly. So you can do that. You can go online, like I said, to masterpiecelife.com or jmsu.ca, download the energy paper, and start wearing it, down in your tummy area. Once again, once you print it, you put the printed side up against you. We can now, and my apologies, I've just been so busy, I haven't had time to update the website. If you do print it, you can now shrink it into a smaller size, if that is better for you. You can also cut around the paper, not cut the numbers, but cut around the paper to make it smaller for you. Once you do that, for anybody else listening, then just hold it and say 3396 reactivate. 3396 is Sifu James's, call it, his code or his key, that's to say, to reactivate. So, we find that once you cut it and shrink it, it does diminish the energy a bit. But if you just, call on 3396 and reactivate it, it comes back to being strong. Okay? So use that. Use the energy paper. And if your situation is a bit more progressed, then I'd recommend changing the energy paper, printing a new one more frequently. Anything else you want to add to that?
No, that's good.
That's good? Good. Okay. So I think other than that, I think we're good for tonight. Anything you want to say in... okay. So Tessa just saying, let me just see her comment here. Thank you so much for your answer. I really appreciate it. What did Sifu James say about 528? I will use energy paper on my uterus. Thank you so much. So about the 528, so she was asking what command you were telling her to use when calling on 528.
Just call 528 and use your own words. What do you want the energy to do with your problem?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Tessa, so for example, you could say 528, dissolve fibroids. But don't use my, we've talked a lot in previous programs about the no me concept, which is when you're doing healing, it's stay open to the no me, which is not myself, which is, all that we are. So find whatever wording is comfortable for you that feels good. So possibly it's 528, dissolve fibroids, or 528, release fibroids. Whatever wording feels good for you, use that. 528, especially when you let yourself sit for a while and really feel that energy, then it gives you power to command. So in case you haven't been in our program before, Tessa, I'll just walk you through. And all those that are new, if you just, take your hands and put it in like prayer position, and then relax your fingers and let them open a little bit, and then just start calling 528. Just start doing that. Just say 528. And you should start to be feeling a gentle pulsing and pulling that is pulling your hands apart from each other. So just keep doing that. So 528, like an expansion, because it expands. So do that first. And as you're feeling your hands expand, you know that you're connecting to 528. And then go in and use whatever words feel most comfortable for you and work on the uterus. Okay? Anything you want to add to that, Sifu?
No, that's perfect.
Good. Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Well, thank everybody so much once again for coming together and doing all this and assisting all of us, because, when we're working with us, through us, we're also assisting everyone in general. And once again, just to remind you of two dates, December 22nd will be our next online program. So please do mark that on your calendars. And for those in the Toronto area, December 6th, we are having a potluck gathering. Please do stay tuned to your emails. If you're new to tonight's program, please do register at either masterpiecelife.com or jamesfu.ca to be added to the mailing list so that you can get updates of when the programs are coming. All right, so with that, once again, Sifu James, thank you so much for being here tonight. Thank you so much for facilitating this. It's always wonderful to work together. And all of you that are
good night.
Yeah, and all of you that are online, thank you for being here. And we look forward to connecting again. Namaste. Good night, everybody.
Good night.